Many people celebrate the Chinese New Year with mooncakes, those fist-sized golden brown pastries filled with sweet bean paste, egg yolks, and nuts. But in California, the pastry's popularity has attracted what some say is unnecessary attention from health officials and the state legislature. Lonnie Shavelson has the story.
On Grant Avenue in San Francisco's Chinatown, the line for mooncakes outside the Golden Gate Bakery can be 30 minutes long. Inside, crowds gather around racks filled with dozens of varieties of chewy mooncakes. Virginia Wu takes customers' orders.
We have mixed nuts, we have coconut nuts, and this one is a white lotus. Yeah, we have a big variety.
Oh, they are very good. Chinese people normally like things fresh.
Lisa Chan's family has been coming here for years. They buy mooncakes by the boxful.
When you buy mooncakes, do you take them home, put them in the refrigerator, or do you just leave them out?
We leave them out. We usually eat it within a week or two.
That's what worries Kevin Riley at the California Department of Health.
They do have the potential of growing bacteria and causing problems, illness, foodborne illness.
In Orange County, home to 135,000 Vietnamese Americans, the health department is insisting that stores refrigerate their mooncakes if kept out for more than just 4 hours. Other counties are considering similar rules. And that's raised the ire of Van Tran, the only Vietnamese American member of the California legislature.
Because these types of foods, again, have been consumed for hundreds, if not thousands, of years without any significant health issues.
Assemblyman Tran says there are many reasons to keep mooncakes out of the refrigerator.
If you put the mooncakes into the fridge, anything that's lower than 40 degrees, it would not taste the same. Because it would be basically a hockey puck. The texture of the cake would be a solid object, and it would be a health hazard if you bite it.
Tran took the mooncake dilemma to the legislature and passed a bill that directs the California Department of Health to actually study mooncakes before they regulate them. But even that seems a slap in the face to some. Professor Yang Chen, who researches food and culture at UC Irvine, says the very act of investigating the safety of mooncakes is demeaning to Asians, who've eaten them for centuries.
To tell Asian Americans to put their mooncakes in the refrigerator, you know, that's just been culturally insensitive, right? It's also ignorant of the long history behind it. It has always been safe. For so many centuries, why all of a sudden we need to do this?
Chen says scientists should be learning about food safety from mooncakes, not imposing new rules on them.
Food safety is based on Western science, and you know that emerged since the late 19th century, and you know that's very limited culturally, and it doesn't take into consideration culinary traditions other than Anglo-American.
So for this Lunar New Year, many Asian bakeries in California will still have displays like this one. More than 100 mooncakes crowd the shelves, each an inch and a half thick. Their sunrise yellow crusts are embossed with Chinese letters that name the bakery and identify one of dozens of possible fillings. Wu selects a black bean mooncake and slices it through to show a dense brown core.
Looks like chocolate, but it tastes like beans.
Is that an egg yolk in the center?
This is the this in the center. This is the yolk.
Okay, I'm going to try the black bean first. Mmm, there are nuts in here.
Really good, huh?
The mooncakes are not wrapped, and they sit at room temperature, just as safe to eat as they have been for centuries. But the health department's report is due next January, when ancient Asian tradition may collide with modern Western science. For NPR News, I'm Lonnie Shavelson in San Francisco's Chinatown.